Obituaries often tell us about how someone died, a list of their surviving relatives, perhaps what they accomplished in life. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, they rarely tell us about the actual person.
I only started reading the obituaries about 5 years ago. Friends much my junior had been reading them for years. Curious about obituaries, I decided I would write my own. My mixed feelings surprised me. What would I say now that I had the last word? However, I went gently into that dark night, first by planning my own funeral service. That seemed less intimidating. Funerals are for the living, they say. Yet, if I custom designed my own funeral for my own tastes, with little thought to the inclinations of those who may show up, it flips the equation around. It makes the funeral all about me. What is the task of an obituary, anyway? I read obituaries in several papers printed in a week's time. What was the common thread, I asked myself. Almost all the obits included when and where the death occurred, biographical material, and naming close relatives. They noted where services were being held, and some indicated where memorial gifts could be sent. I identified two kinds. One describes the deceased's career in detail and the contribution he or she made to the community. Others were more about interests and activities that the deceased enjoyed, like art, gardening, fishing, or hunting. For those who had high-profile careers, the obit described their careers at some length. A few expressed an understanding of death in religious terms, like was called home, or went to the Lord, or passing away, or departing this life. These were the prevailing ways in which death was described. After a lingering illness suggested that the dying had been in a long process and hinted at the suffering endured by all involved. Several obits invited readers to share memories of the deceased and mail them to the family. Two words appeared in several obituaries, the words loving and devoted. They identified the quality of relationship that the deceased had with survivors. The words created a tone. Because of the limits of an obit, in what ways the deceased were devoted and loving were never really developed. When I considered how I would write my own obit, I own to my own embarrassment that I first thought of documenting my career accomplishments, professional and literary, as the focus. I would say to the world, look at all I've done. I didn't really feel easy with this. Even the most exalted states and the most exceptional spiritual accomplishments are unimportant if we cannot be happy in the most basic and ordinary ways, if we cannot touch one another and the life we've been given with our hearts. Our task is to understand our lives not as status earned and achievements won, but ways of being. Being devoted and loving aren't achievements, but more like attitudes. And when seen over the full spectrum of a life, are all that matters at the end of the day. One of the most common laments or regrets heard is that I never said to this or that person how much I loved them, or conversely, never thanked them for the love they offered me. The message is that we live life to the fullest when touching one another and touching the life we have been given with our hearts. George Merrill on the Shore.